Hello, it is 9 a.m. in New York, 4 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 9 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Life is too short to be serious all the time, so if you can't laugh at yourself, call me. And I'll laugh at you. If that made you giggle, and you're probably thinking I'm pretty funny, but don't kid yourself, I found that on Pinterest. But seriously, we take ourselves so flipping seriously all the time. And I see it happening a ton when it comes to people who are living abroad and feel like they're not doing it right, or that there's something wrong with where they live, or the locals in their new community are horrible. And, you know, I'm guilty of this too. I remember the first year I lived in Switzerland, I felt like I was screwing up left, right, and center. I was kissing goodbye when I should have been shaking hands, and I couldn't even order a beer in German without them saying, "Wie bitte?" Ugh. I had times where I thought, seriously, I was doing everything wrong. I remember there was one time I was complaining, venting to my husband about, I was trying to calculate how many mistakes I made in German in a day. And, you know, so something like, I probably make, you know, 300, 400, 500 mistakes in German in a normal day. And I was trying to communicate, honey, do you understand how frustrating that feels to just screw up every day throughout the whole day? I get it. It's hard. And the truth is, when you are adapting to something new, whether that be a move to a new city or country or a new language or even a new job or a growing family, it is a big process. But there's good news. Drop these three myths about adapting and you will adapt more quickly and more at more ease, more painlessly. So drop these three myths of adaptation and you will adapt more quickly and painlessly. So let's start with the first myth. Myth one, adaptation is a predictable pattern that everyone goes through. Now, the reason why we have this idea that adaptation is a predictable pattern that everyone goes through is because when you look online about adapting to moving abroad or a big move, you're going to see this U-curve from way, way back in the 1950s. Now imagine you have this U-curve from Lissegaard, 1955. You've Googled it, you see it, it pops up in a neat graph, and it's labeled with things like this. Excitement, anticipation, right? And then at the bottom of the U, you've got shock, disorientation, and then whoop, it goes all the way up on the other side of the U, adaptation, right? So we set up these expectations that it's going to be like that. It's going to be that simple, the excitement, the shock, and then the adaptation. And this is a model you see all the time because it's kind of a sexy, neat and tidy model. But honestly, scientifically, it's just way too simplistic for long-term expats, for migrants, or for people who are going into a new situation that's complex. Life is just not so easy and, you know, linear. And I want you to think of your own experience when you've made a big move, whether that's to a new country, living in a place with a new language, or even to a new city or new job. Think how you felt 3 months in, 6 months in, 18 months in. I have a hunch if you diagrammed it, it would look a lot less like a U curve and more like an EKG of a heart attack. I mean, let's get real. You have ups and downs, highs and lows. And that's a big problem, that you think you're supposed to be going through some tidy pattern that. And if you're not, you're inevitably doing something wrong when you veer from this, or that you're when things get tough, there's something wrong with you. So when you begin to believe that something's wrong with you, or maybe something's wrong with them, there's a problem. So instead of beating yourself up about this or pointing fingers, you need to accept that adapting to a new place, a new environment, a new situation is complicated. Okay, so let me get nerdy on you for a second. And I'm going to bring in what we know from social science and the people who study adaptation. When you're adapting, there are a ton of factors that impact on how you adjust. And the first one is context. So when I got to South Africa, people asked me how I was adjusting. And I thought, adjusting? I was like, oh, I did that like 3 weeks ago. And it wasn't even on my mind, because the last place I lived was in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, and the context is so completely different. And there, I had to get used to the idea of spraying up my kids with DEET every day to prevent them from getting malaria, and ridiculously slow internet, power cuts. I was, you know, wondering if my kids broke their elbow on the trampoline, if they'd have to be medevaced to Europe. And the heat, it makes you sweat in places you don't even want to mention. So sure, both countries, Burkina Faso and South Africa, are on the same continent, but the contexts are completely different. And things like weather, health threats, political uncertainty, they play an important role in how quickly and painlessly you adapt. There are a lot of other important factors, like your personality, how skilled you are at living and working with other cultures, and how much contact, what intensity you have with a local culture. So when you take into consideration all of the factors that impacts how you adjust, how you adapt, it's time to stop expecting a predictable path. And that's the same thing for you and the people that you love. Maybe they're going through it differently than you are, and that's okay. So now that we've debunked myth one, adaptation is a predictable pattern that everyone goes through, let's move on to myth two. Myth two, culture shock is something negative to be avoided. No way, Jose. That is totally backwards if you want to really adjust your new life. When you're feeling culture shock, it's actually a positive sign. Now, let me explain. It means that you have contact. It means that you're engaged in the environment. It means that you're stretching your mind. You're learning things. You are in the process of adapting. So again, I'm going to nerd out on you and bring in some interesting, at least I think it's interesting stuff from the research from Yoon Kim from 2001. Now, to get what she talks about, you need to imagine you're using a corkscrew to open a bottle of wine. By the way, as a total side note, I have to say that the wine in South Africa is flippin' fantastic. You seriously cannot order a bad glass of wine here, which I don't know if that's a good thing or not. And the generosity of what they pour into the glass, it makes me a little bit nervous. It's like double what they do in Switzerland. Anyway, back to the corkscrew. When you twist the corkscrew, you feel the pressure of the metal as it moves through the cork. You know that you're making progress when you feel this, right? And that's the same thing when we adapt. When we feel stress over time, we know we're adapting because you're engaging, you're making contact, just like the corkscrew with the cork. And that is how we make a turn, right, in our life, in our learning, the turn in the corkscrew. That's how we adapt and we grow. But to keep growing, we need to grow through these cycles, turning and turning, cycles of stress, adaptation, and growth. And that's what Kim talks about in all the research she's done. This is what we do. And the big reward is opening up the bottle of wine, enjoying the wine, right? Just like when we open up to the culture and we're able to enjoy what the local environment has to offer and what we've learned, that we're in a different place than when we started. So when you anticipate your adaptation and your growth, it's like putting the cork screw in the cork, and the effort and the turning and the changing is growth. Voila, now you have it. You have opened yourself up to the new culture, and you're growing and you're learning. So culture shock is not something negative to be avoided, but rather a sign that you are rocking it. Okay, so, but in all fairness, it has to be said that we all need a break from time to time, right? So you're feeling the fatigue of living and working across cultures. It's just like when we're battling a really stubborn cork in a bottle of wine that you really want to open. We have to make sure that we rest when it feels like it's too much. Otherwise, we might break something. Now, you might be thinking, Sunday, but shouldn't culture shock be avoided because it just makes your experience worse? I disagree. What I do agree with is that you can reduce the chance or the severity of the culture shock by doing your homework. And that's a good thing. But when and if it strikes, embrace it. This is such a good opportunity to say, hey, wait, why did that throw me off so much? What does that say about me and my expectations and what I value, what I need? If you use this low to your advantage, it will actually make your experience better. Okay, so now we've debunked myth two. Culture shock is something negative that should be avoided. Let's move on to myth three. Myth three, I shouldn't be struggling. Ooh, this one works me up. For new expats, it comes out as, I didn't expect to struggle this much. And for more experienced expats, I know the inner dialogue. It goes something like this. I've been doing this for so long, I shouldn't still be struggling. But seriously, folks, let me ask you this. When you see a marathoner struggling at mile 21, do you shout out, hey, wimp, you shouldn't be struggling, you're a runner? Of course you don't. You don't expect a marathoner to feel light and peppy at mile 21, so why would you put yourself under such unrealistic pressure? Expat life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And we need to expect that some parts are harder than others. And we will hit a wall from time to time. And like completing a marathon, it requires excellent training and conditioning. So there you have it. Three myths about adapting debunked. Myth one, adaptation is a predictable pattern that everyone goes through. Myth two, culture shock is something negative to be avoided. And myth three, I shouldn't be struggling. Now, I want to share with you a few tips on how to make sure that you don't fall into these traps, into these myths. So drop myth one, adaptation is a predictable pattern that everyone goes through. And so when I would go to my office in Burkina Faso and I'd see that the internet was working, wasn't working again, I would, to be totally honest, I'd clench my teeth and I'd go, what the, oh, and I'd get all riled up, right? And then I'd get mad at myself for getting riled up, as if I should be over this by now, as if I should have adapted to the internet going off, right? And there was a little bit of guilt whip happening there. And in those moments, I just had to let go. I had to throw myself a little pity party for the disruption in my plans and move on. So drop the myth that adaptation is a predictable pattern and instead embrace the mess and give yourself a bucket load of empathy for navigating it. Now, stop seeing culture shock as something negative to be avoided. And when I moved back to the U.S. for my master's degree, I did feel lost in conversations I was having with my fellow Americans, which were making endless references to pop culture that I had no idea about and programs they'd been watching religiously for the 4.5 years I was away. It made me feel more like an outsider than coming home. But in this moment of culture reentry shock, it was a great opportunity for me to sit back and think about how I had changed in the years I'd been gone and what I had learned and what my new habits were. So when you're feeling a bit of culture shock, notice the stress as a chance to see how you are growing and where you are in the process of adapting. And make sure, just like those pesky bottles of fine wine, that you are careful to take breaks when turning the corkscrew. And finally, it's time to put an end to the saying, I shouldn't be struggling. Statements like this are guilt whips, and they do nothing to move you forward. The reality of the matter is that it's time to stop freestyling your expat life. You need a strategy. If you freestyle the Iron Man, you'd probably suffer like hell. But if you train for a big race and you're mindful of what it takes to get through it, you'll feel super challenged, but you'll endure. And the same thing goes for your life abroad or any big transition, any big life transition. So when you're struggling or you know you have a big transition ahead of you or you're in the middle of it, get support. That's what I'm here for. For all of you who are adapting to a new life, whether it's a new country, a new family, or even a new job, I'm going to leave you with these three questions. What isn't working anymore that needs to change? What strategies am I using right now that are unhealthy in the long run? And what is one small thing I can do now to make things better? You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, you can adapt to live in a way that feels painless and make progress quickly. You can be successful and cherish your experience. I'm here for you, right by your side.